Steve Gruber, defending the heartland from coastal elites every day. Here's Steve.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
I mentioned this earlier. It is tax day, by the way. Hence the Beatles. Yeah. I mentioned this earlier. Rashida Tlaib, freshman congresswoman from Michigan's 13th congressional district. She says the Democratic leadership is about exploiting Muslim lawmakers and using them only to bolster the party's image of diversity. And yet silences them, her and Ilhan Omar, at the legislative drawing board. In the middle of this big controversy between Donald Trump and Ilhan Omar, stemming from the president criticizing Omar when she refused to denounce the 9/11 attackers and called them some people who did something, the Michigan member of Congress seemingly upset over what she believes is a failure by the Democratic leadership to properly condemn Omar's critics. She tweeted this. Did Tlaib over the weekend. They put us in photos when they want to show our party is diverse. However, when we ask to be at the table or speak up about issues that impact who we are, that we fight for, or we ran in the first place, we are ignored. To truly honor our diversity is to never silence us. I guess you can say whatever you want, whenever you want, without any accountability. That's what she wants. To say whatever she wants, whenever she wants, to offend whoever and to do whatever. See, and I do not disagree with that. Say whatever you want, whenever you want. Offend whomever you want. But don't expect to get a free pass on it. Tlaib echoed comments from Maheen Ahmed, a legislative staffer in the California Assembly. Ahmed charged that the failure from Democratic leadership to defend Omar and, quote, subsequent lack of support from Democratic leadership continues to prove that this system was never meant for us. What does he mean by that? This system was never meant for us. Do not applaud diversity and the first Muslims in any space if you're not willing to be a true ally and defend us, said Ahmed. Tlaib and Omar are the first two Muslim women ever elected to Congress. As Tlaib noted, party leaders have been somewhat muted on the issue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned Trump for using 9/11 footage in his Omar criticism video, yet did not rebuke the president for criticizing Omar. Meanwhile, Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez, though he initially dodged questions, rebuked the president over the weekend. On the other hand, Democrats running for president, including Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and others, forcefully rebuked the president, even accusing Trump of inciting violence against Omar. Yet Ilhan would have, Tlaib would have you believe that they don't get enough, that they don't get enough. You've been in Congress for like 3 months. Most members of Congress there for 3 months get no attention whatsoever. You're the new kid on the block. You have to learn your way around, but not these folks. No, they demand that they get everything right now. That's the way this works. They demand attention right now, and you owe it to them. By the way, I want you to hear a couple of things. Speaking of different controversies involving the Democrats, I want you to hear a couple of things. Let's hear, I want to start with Marianne Williamson. Apparently, she's one of the people running for president. I don't know who she is, but CNN felt it was important enough to give her own town hall. CNN yet to see a far-left dimwit it won't put on television after all. Just tell the world you're a liberal, hate Donald Trump, and free airtime is yours. Boom! Of course, not many people will ever see it because nobody watches CNN anymore. But, hey, well, unless you're stuck in an airport, then you'll be forced to watch it. But here is Marianne Williamson. Apparently, she thinks we should all be in therapy or, you know, just one big group hug, and it'll all work out. Bite three. Go.
We need to do more than small random acts of kindness. We need huge strategized acts of doing the right thing. Look at terrorism. We know that what hate, how powerful it is when it is turned into a political force. But it's nothing compared to how powerful love is when it's turned into a political force.
Yeah, boy.
That's what I'm trying to do with my campaign. That's the message I'm giving. What we need to do is the right thing. We need to rescue these children. We need to pay reparations. We need to wage peace. We need to purify the heart of a nation, just like we need to purify our own hearts.
Okay,
and then when
we do that,
we're honest about the dark...
Pass the weed. All right, enough.
We will get to such incredible light.
Yeah, love, 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 hugs, and if we could just all get along, coexist. Yeah, that's it. Just coexist. Yeah. Okay. Pass the doobie. At any rate, let's see here. Mayor Pete, he finally entered the race officially. Mayor Pete did. Buttigieg, or however you say that, of South Bend, Indiana. He's in the race as Sweet Pete, and he just doesn't think America was ever that great either, apparently. It's bite number six. Go.
Why I'm here today. Yeah. To tell a different story than make America great again. Because there's a myth being sold to industrial and rural communities. The myth that we can stop the clock and turn it back. It comes from people who think the only way to speak to communities like ours is through resentment and nostalgia. They're selling an impossible promise of returning to a bygone era that was never as great as advertised to begin with.
Oh, it's never great. All right. There's Pete. Never great America, Pete. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what mayor he is, but I'll tell you, I saw greatness yesterday. It's called Tiger Woods, rising above the adversity, digging deep, working hard, looking for a handout, not looking for anything free. Yeah, that's what that's about. Did you say something, Alex? All right, that's all right. At any rate, Alex, you know, I think he's just whispering in my ear. These things happen. At any rate, Mayor Pete, good luck with your run. You're the flavor of the week. Enjoy it while it lasts. You've got 6 days to go. And then it'll be returning to Make America Great Again. Let's see here. Goldman Sachs, by the way, says Trump will be reelected. Goldman Sachs, that's where their money is. And speaking of, I got to tell you this about Tiger Woods and the big bets that were put on him. Sit tight, I'll tell you about that in just a moment here on the Steve Griffiths Show.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.